come to this meeting. And now this meeting is strategically placed, I'm advised, because it's in the afternoon. I suppose that people are going to... It's a great session. So I suppose that people are going to agree to everything that I say. Or shall we just say everything is agreed even before putting the agenda in front of you? After lunch, I'm sure people would like to relax. And go and prepare for the opening on tomorrow evening. On a serious note, shall I take this opportunity to welcome you and extend a special welcome to the House Chair. The House Chair, this is a joint meeting of the finance committees of both houses. But our colleagues from the NCOP have advised that it clashes with their own meeting. And therefore, we will inform them of the outcome of this meeting. Without much ado, I suppose that you're going to have a very short meeting. The purpose of this meeting is to, one, to brief our members in terms of the progress of the implementation of the money bill. Money bill, amendment procedure and related matters act. That is one. But two, I hope that we'll get a briefing around the process on the budget process from next week. I would like to indicate up front that we have the House Chair and the Chairperson of the Standing Committee on Finance. They have another commitment which runs parallel to this one. They might have to leave us at some stage, but hoping that if we move fast, I'm sure they'll be able to sit this meeting throughout. The purpose of this meeting is that, as I said at the beginning, that we're dealing with the money bills. This bill has a long title, you know. Except that if I say Money Bills Act, you know what we mean. But really the objective is to say that this bill is already in process. It has already been implemented. Clearly, without pronouncing it officially, that it's been phased in. It's clear that it is being phased in because already some parts have already been implemented. Maybe not everything has been implemented. But for the committees, the main area that I think that the committees will expedite their work is the appointment of the parliamentary budget office. And that is the really the objective of this meeting. I'll just give a short background, and I hope that the House Chair will assist us with that background. But when the Act came into operation last year, and the Speaker, through the House Chair, appointed a political task team and a technical task team to advise once the two task teams were there, then the technical task team then had the responsibility of ensuring that all the groundwork is worked out. Among others, the establishment of the Parliamentary Budget Office through the political task team. So I think that the people, I don't want to go to that process because the people who are supposed to deal with that are here. But on the other side, the political task team then with the technical team had the responsibility of saying from now onwards, how do we ensure that this office in particular is established? Some work had been done to identify what kind of skills would be required. Secondly, the suggestion was made at the previous meeting that there should be some transitional arrangement leading to the final establishment of the budget office. The Act spells out on how this budget office should be established, whether the director will head, and the four committees, that is the two committees of each house, will have to do the appointment. Obviously, in the process of how to reach that stage is the one that the task team had to work out. But maybe just before we get to that, if I may at this stage allow the House Chair, if you would just like to update the House in terms of where the process is, after which maybe the Secretary to Parliament might fill up on what we have to do as the current guest. House Chair.
Thank you. Good afternoon, colleagues and honourable members and staff present and officials of Parliament. The task team is now beginning to do, and then arising also from the meeting, which was held with all chairpersons of committee, because the issue of the Money Amendment Act is no longer just your issue alone. It's going to be impacting on all committees of Parliament, so they ought to know the functioning of the Appropriations Committee itself. They also ought to know the law, the Act itself, in terms of the powers that is allocated to Parliament in general, and how, as committees, if there may be an issue that they want to raise for amendment or rejection of a budget, that is not just a decision of the committee. They have to recommend whatever are the decisions to the Appropriations Committee. And at one point or the other, you may differ with the Portfolio Committee itself and say, no, we don't agree with you having to reject or amend. Obviously, all issues will be based on the factual elements at hand. Whatever are the proposals of the committee will indeed be considered high and as valuable as they are. However, the Appropriations Committee might arrive at a particular decision different from that of the committee. So what the chairs were then asking was, is there going to be a perpetual conflict between them and yourself as Appropriations Committee? In other words, where if they are of a strong view that here they want to amend and then they want to reject, and then your Appropriations Committee coming up with a particular angle. So those are the issues that we ought to then refine and develop within the parliamentary dimension. Because now it will be MP, this is MP, no longer executive, and MP, as people will then be looking at the whole issue. It will be MPs and another MPs, and then now belonging to the same house, how do we then begin to develop those mechanisms? So that is one area that the task team will have to engage with and develop some kind of a mechanism. As you will know that every law ought to have regulations in itself. So the task team's main purpose is then to then look at the regulations that are going to be implementing the law itself. Because after a law has been passed, the executive usually, because it's the sponsors of the law, they will then go back and then do those type of a set of regulations. Then that they will then bring to the committee to say whatever is the committee and say, we think in implementing the law, these are the regulations that are going to govern the implementation aspects of it. So the task team has not yet concluded on those particular regulations because we are still engaging and processing. However, it does not stop the Appropriations Committee and the Parliament implementing the Money Amendment Act. We are proceeding with that. So as a result of that, I've written a letter to all chairpersons today arising from the meeting of all chairpersons of committees, which was held now in January, on the 27th, where we said the focus will strongly be towards the implementation of the Act. So all committees have been formed. We will be entering the first full budget cycle with the introduction of the Appropriation Bill, Fiscal Framework and Division of Revenue next week on the 17th of February. The initial steps in the processes are as follows and are just stipulated for committees. The NA and SOP will refer the fiscal framework to their respective committees on finance. The finance committees of the NA and SOP will hold joint public hearings on the fiscal framework. That's bullet two. Bullet three, the recommendation is that the division of revenue bill still simultaneously be referred to the appropriation committees of the two houses so that they will be in a position to familiarize themselves with it. However, note that formal work on the bill cannot start until the fiscal framework has been adopted. Why we're looking at those issues? Because of the time frames that are limited after the introduction of the fiscal framework. And we say while that process of the fiscal framework is going on, the division of revenue be referred even though it will be informal, so that people can start beginning to familiarize themselves. While the other work concludes, then the people are ready to engage with the issues of the individual level, so that we don't delay the considerations and even going down or affecting the provincial programs. So therefore, committees are therefore being sensitized around those particular issues. On the issues of the establishment of the budget office, the Secretary to Parliament, I did invite him to join me here. But it will start with an interim structure, and I think there are quite a number of questions about that. One question that came was, by now we should have advertised the posts, so that come April, there is an establishment of the office. And that was the intention, that was the recommendation of the task team all along, that we should be advertising the post. However, the interim is just really to prepare the offices. Buying desks, putting in phones, buying computers, paper, so that when people come on the job, on the day they get appointed, they don't start with those particular infrastructural issues, and then so forth. So the interim people are indeed just going to be interim, seconded from the very current staff of parliament, not employing new people from outside. It will be staff of parliament that has been donated from various sections within parliament who will then be assigned towards that establishment. So that as and when we appoint the director, which will also come to the term director, the law says director, and then parliament in itself does not have a position called director in its language body of positions. So while the Act has said director, at the level that it's been pitched, we are not reducing the level. It's just the title that people were just raising to say, is it an appropriate title within the parliamentary structure of opposition, and what can we refer to without affecting where we want it to be. One of the senior people at the level of the Director General, obviously, but the law does not say Director General either, it only says Director. So I think the Secretary will explain the formula element in that particular area, but we are not changing what the law is saying except the title, if agreed, but it's also still a recommendation. The interim structure should have been in place by now. Everyone has been seconded, informed. The chairs that were going to be affected with personnel moving from them to that office temporarily have been informed that in the place of the person who has moved, we are putting in this person for you temporarily. So that when we employ people, then those people will go back to their own committees, go back to wherever we have taken them from. But if they are competent enough and they think they want also to apply for the skills that will have been advertised, you can't stop that. At that particular point in time, then the interview panel will then decide whether indeed they are appropriate or not appropriate. But otherwise, people will be going back to their desks or where they have been pulled from. So the speaker and the chair of the NCOP were just to sign off that interim structure so that it could then be announced. And then after the announcement, for them to secure a site. And after securing the site, then to start with the logistics issues. And then the adverts, we're still hoping that they will go out soon because they also have to sign off that structure. Because in the law, it doesn't say appropriation committees must therefore advertise. It doesn't say so. It only says that they will make recommendations about who is the appropriate person to be the head of the budget office. That role, we are not denying it to you. However, there are other logistical and administrative issues that we may not be competent enough to do. The Office of the Secretary is therefore dealing with those particular issues, which will then explain in terms of where are they in terms of the approval of the structure itself, because the structure ought to be approved by the presiding officers. What is coming out, obviously, which might be an issue that we are considering as a task team, are the issues of accountability. The speaker is asking, what is the role of the presiding officers? Because it's not defined in the law. They only define the role of the committees. And yet is the head of the institution, and yet is not being mentioned anywhere. So that is the issue that we ought to engage on. So there's a number of sub-clauses within the law that we are looking at in terms of either recommending amendments that includes time frames, the dates, and other procedural issues in the main, and then including engaging on that particular question of the role of the presiding officers. Also, this accounting by the head of the budget office is not clearly defined in the law. It only says give a report to Parliament. Parliament is big. Where is the first entry of that report? Is it appropriation? Is it the secretary to Parliament? Also, all other law, annual reports that come to Parliament, they go via the office of the speaker. If it is not mentioned, it only says Parliament. So in the mechanisms and in the regulations, we might then have to look at those issues, either to amend or just develop mechanisms. And the last point then is the rules themselves. The rules of Parliament are very old. They are not even expressive around the role of the appropriations committees themselves, the powers and functions that they have. And that is why, if we attend to the rules, we'll then avoid this issue where committees begin to see you as their enemies. When they want to recommend and you come and say you are. Already there's a notion that you will become a super committee. Why should the appropriation committee be given these superpowers? And so forth. So we have to then regulate issues in the rules, because within the parliamentary environment, rules seems to be the body language that is understood by honorable members. And that is why the rules govern the sittings in the House. We are able to use the rules to then bring order and sanity, even when people go at each other's throats and so forth. So we might also have then to look at the proper functionings of the appropriations committee, but well spelled out in the rules so that there's no confusion. And where there's going to be mediation of a conflict, also to then begin to be indicated within the rules without even changing the law itself. Because everything should not just be in the law. We could either go the rules way by developing those particular mechanisms. I think the issue is there in as far as where we are, and then I think the Secretary will come in now just to explain where the process is, what is left in terms of the interim, how many people, and then the structure proposal, because the law only says the head will appoint the deputy. We're not going even to be asked. Once the head is in, you will appoint the necessary staff, because he will be the head of the budget office. But it does not then speak about other functioning roles that so which we need then to begin to develop a structure of some sort. Secretary of the Parliament, you could then just share information and then we can take questions after, and so that I can join Mr. Mufama where he is going after this meeting.
Thank you very much, House Chair President. Good afternoon, members of Parliament. The work with respect of the budget office is somewhat complete. What needs to be done is to have that staff put in an office. As we reported in the meeting of the task team on the 27th of January, we have the people who go to work in the interim office. All that remains is to get, we've had meetings with public work in respect of moving very fast to supply up more space. Members would appreciate that with a serious challenge in Parliament with regards to office space. But we are hoping that this office space will be available as soon as possible, and that the Speaker, the Chairman of the NSOP, would sign. In my meeting today, this morning with them, they said because of the work of the State of the Nation address, they can only sit down with me Friday after the opening tomorrow. Sign on the structure and actually sign on the interim budget for the office. So that's the report we've got. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you very
much, House Chair and Secretary. But also just to apologize to members that as members of the task team, we did not keep you abreast with the issue. I'm sure members, it's the first time that this year they interact with this report. But also just to indicate that the House Chair is correct that some parliamentary rules have to be updated. But even the Act itself is aware that parliamentary rules may not stick to the Act and therefore have to be updated to reflect the new developments. I mean, the rules will, for instance, contain things like the Portfolio Committee of Finance, and we no longer have the Portfolio Committee of Finance. We have Standing Committee and Joint Budget Committee. We no longer have those separated. But honourable members, that is the report from our side. I think that you have had it for yourself. Can I open it up to the House, Honorable Swart? Can I just identify Honorable Swart, Honorable Swart, Honorable Nyombote, Honorable Snell, in that order?
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for your briefing. And thank you. I note your apology for not involving MPs. It was an issue. It's regrettable that we haven't been involved up to this stage. And I appreciate that there has been pressure, but it would have been, I know that the process has been going on since October. It would have been advisable had you been briefed towards the end of last year, but I do note your apology in that regard. Could I just ask you, as far as the interim structure is concerned, what powers structure, does that interim structure have any powers in terms of the act? Clearly one would think not, because it is purely, as you said, to get the officers going. If it has got any power, then obviously one would have concerns as to what exact powers it would have, because clearly the committees haven't been involved in the appointment of that interim structure, which is required by the Act. So I have got a slight concern about that. And I appreciate the name, a political task team, is to set up, to implement, and to come with recommendations. It's regrettable that we weren't involved in that process as well. Clearly, the Act is going to kick in very soon, and we do need to be involved very closely as committees and members of Parliament. So I do have a concern about the fact that we're going to need to apply that very soon as well, that the Budget Office itself needs to have already been giving us research on the budget. And that background, we're having the budget going to be announced next week, and again we're going to be placed under a lot of pressure. So whilst I appreciate we've had a tough year last year with elections and everything, it is regrettable, and we are all to blame for that probably as MPs that it hasn't been implemented earlier. That having been said, could I just also say that you mentioned the issue of the conflict between the different committees, and I think it might be useful to look into a deadlock-breaking mechanism in terms of the rules that exist, similar to where there's a conflict between the NCOP and the National Assembly. I think that might be useful to look at that. That having been said, it's going to be a very interesting process, and I believe we as MPs are fully equipped to deal with amendments to the budget, but it would have been more useful if the Budget Office had been set up and running already, and it could already be relying on input and research from it. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know which parties were part of the political task team, but I presume, my party was not. But in any case, I can imagine what is going on. But, Chair, as far as the political task team is concerned, I think if you look at the Act and specifically Regulation 15 of the Act, it says the Act requires that the committees on finance and appropriations must be consulted in determining, number one, the structure of the public of the budget office, and two, the conditions of service of the deputy directors and personnel of the PBO. Now, we were obviously not consulted because somebody decided that there shall be a political task team, and this task team just came up with recommendations. And what is particularly concerning now, because we didn't hear this yesterday in the Appropriations Committee, that there's going to be an interim arrangement where certain staff is going to be transferred to the budget office. Now, I don't know to which positions they're going to be sent, because there is no organigram. There's no organigram which has been consulted by the Finance and Appropriations Committee. Really, if it's necessary to buy furniture and to actually send people there to buy furniture and paper, I think it's just funny. But how they're going to do it, I don't know. If they haven't even got the offices yet, and those offices are not yet available for people to see, what they should be buying. There is, as I said, no organigram, and I just feel that that income structure should be left until the appointment of the director is finalized and done, and he's there, and he can be part, he must be part of the setting up of the organigram that is going to run that parliamentary budget office, and I don't think we should send any staff there before then.
I'm looking in terms of Section 15(5) and of Act 9 of 2009. I just want to know, Chair, whether the briefing that we are getting now is still negotiable that we can propose amendment on it. If yes, we felt that we need to raise certain proposals on what is we have received right now, why we appreciate the report. Thank you.
Chair, I think before I raise my issues, rather let the Secretary to Parliament respond to the last issue that was raised on the table, Chair. Chair, I'm saying before I raise the issues I wanted to raise, let's find out from the Secretary as to the answer that has just been raised in the previous question.
Yeah, I'm sharing.
If you want us to respond to this question, is that in terms of the law, the four committees have a responsibility to appoint the director. So everything else that was done was to assist that process. So it means that at the end of the day, the responsibility lies with this committee. The briefing itself is to say what kind of preparations were done, Honorable Senator. Kind of preparatory work that was done to ensure that finally the Parliamentary Budget Office would be established. It doesn't mean that there's anything final that cannot be changed. Now, it is brought to you, this is a plenary that is supposed to. To say yes, here we agree, we're not happy with this, what is done. It's not a futile, this meeting is not like okay, a futile exercise, because if they say no, if the decision has been taken elsewhere, then we have briefed you and say thank you very much, let's go, the meeting is over. So that's why we're allowing you then to speak, because at the end of the day, we want to draw from your wisdom. So now, because you said you must respond to this question, now one of the members wants to come back now to do a follow-up. Should I allow him to do that? Oh, okay, continue, Honorable.
All right, Chair. I was hoping that Ted would have been able to clarify the first before I raised his point. But as you rightly say, it's our responsibility as this joint committee to make certain decisions on how this process unfolds. And it would appear that those decisions have been taken elsewhere and are being implemented already. We appreciate the work that's been done to facilitate the establishment of the office. But that office, you know, we need to be given the assurance that no breach of the law has taken place in terms of the act that's before us. There won't be any challenges to us for whatever reason in regard to wasteful and irregular expenditure. When you look at buying office equipment and renting buildings for a structure that doesn't exist yet, I don't know how you plan to do that. In fact, it's impossible to plan for something that doesn't exist. When you want to second staff to an entity that should receive transfer payments from Parliament that doesn't exist yet, how do you account for paying the salaries to the staff for seconding them? The job evaluation, for example, should influence grading and then inform the salary of that director. An organogram would give us some indication of what that would be. We haven't seen an organogram yet. We haven't seen time frames yet for implementation of it. And also the Finance Act that was passed by Parliament, what does that say about transfer payments and how do those transfer payments be accounted for? If we get answers to some of those, then we might be able to take the process forward.
No. No, thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. I would maybe like to suggest that instead of just discussing the report as tabled by the House Chair as well as the Secretary, because there has been a process of engagement in the Appropriation Committee, and there's also a document as the Appropriation Committee understands the process to be, that rather than having the discussion there, we take the total picture of how we also saw the involvement of all the four committees. It may then end suggest that the process as outlined by the Secretary, that there will be sign off on Friday. Having understood how we see the process unfolding, there may well be a process of slowing down so that all this information and what the committee, how we see the process unfolding, there's a measure of how this process should unfold, rather than to be saying that task team shouldn't have done this. I think I would like to suggest that we take a full picture, including the report that we have here. I don't know whether the Secretary has seen the other side of the report itself. Based on this, then we can then suggest a way forward, rather than to be discussing that. I suggest that it will be, I think we're tinkering with the problem. I think let's rather deal with it holistically. That would be my suggestion, Chair. Rather, let's do that.
That's fine, we can do that, but we'll take into account that the question that has been raised, of course, to stand. And I'm sure even when we deal with this report, we will not necessarily be able to address the question that has been raised. But if that suggestion is accepted, can you just quickly go through what happened with the committee on appropriation? Because I think that Honorable Matalan is correct to say one of the objectives was to say that the work that the Standing Committee on Appropriation did should be now be adopted to the part of the work of this committee. If this committee adopts that, of course. If that is agreed, as part of the committee, Senate Committee on Appropriation, had a workshop, a 2 days workshop, and looked at the implementation. I asked for him. Did you hear your hand? Maybe sometimes my eyes see what they want to see. My comment here? Okay.
I said that we need to be frank and honest and say you are in dilemma, or were overtaken by events at this committee. Whereas it is explicitly spelled in the act what is the role of this committee should be. Normatively, it has been spelled out. But I
think the issue that I would like you to address yourself to now, we'll come to that. There's a request that for the sake of other members who are not members of the Standing Committee on Appropriation, there's a report that is distributed among the members. Maybe we should report on that process so that it becomes the process of this joint of meeting. And we just want to, in that part, that we would be requesting that we be allowed to. Not that
We'll continue with the question once we give this report. Because you are not necessarily part of that committee, for instance. You may not be aware of that report. We are aware that it has been distributed to all members, but as a committee, we have not spoken to it. And that is the request that is being made.
Am I still on the project? Chair, in the light of that, I would suggest that the approach that has been actually suggested by Honorable Ramahlakane in relation to the holistic approach that we need to adopt so that we don't stop the processes because this thing has to happen. We need to agree to say really we've been overtaken by events, and there is an element which is very clear that our function has been taken over by a certain structure that we don't know, of which I don't think as this committee we might be very happy about that, because it means we're just here to endorse what has actually been crafted somewhere on our behalf. But I think the approach by Honorable Ramahlakane has to be considered in the light of what we don't want to see happen, to say we're not part of this, therefore the process should be restarted. That's not what we want to see happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to second the motion by the Comrade Ramahlakane that we be given an opportunity to study both the reports and then as the committee engage on those reports and then forward our recommendations to the task team. Because I take this report as a recommendation, not decisions by the task team. They are bringing this issue to us to interact with them and then make our own decisions in relation to how do we want to take the process forward.
That's a slight what they call it, understanding. Now we'll come to the numbers. My understanding of what Honorable Ramahlakane is saying, we have this report of the Standing Committee on Appropriation in front of us. His suggestion was that let's speak to it. We don't have a report from the political subsidy because that was meant for the So he's suggesting that if we stick to it, maybe we can, our approach will be a holistic. Now, your statement seems to be kind of amending that we get a report, we go back. He's not suggesting that we will go back before we discuss today.
No, Chair. My proposal is that once we have considered this report in this particular process, not necessarily tomorrow, in this meeting, we consider this report that has been prepared by the committee together with that report that has been given by the House Chair or the Secretary. In that, then we come up with the comprehensive approach forward, so that the task team leaving, they don't have an understanding that they have to run parallel process, or also don't have to run parallel process. We try to merge this process based on what has already been suggested, both in the report as well as in the report that we have tabled.
You clarified that.
Can I make a follow-up? Thanks, Chairperson, and thanks for that clarity, Honorable Member. I don't have a problem with us discussing the report from the appropriations now, Chairperson. But I'm worried because members of the Finance Committee just refused the report now when we entered sure if they are ready to engage on that report now.
Thank you. Nyama.
If that's the case, thanks for the clarification. But if that's the case, therefore, we want to formally propose, as from the Finance Committee, that let's be given a chance to go and engage in this case, because there are a number of reports that one foresees, which cannot just raise it in a joint meeting of this forum. Let's be given a chance in the Finance Committee so that we can engage on it. Secondly, we want to propose that the meeting for Friday, let that one to be held Friday. Maybe we rather arrange a sooner meeting after that. Because the Friday meeting, again, it will be a continuation of the implementation of the recommendation that has been taken now, which might cause another, foresee another problem when that is being reported on the next meeting.
I've noted this, because I'll come to you. Can I take Honorable Dr. Razi, Honorable Dr. George, Honorable Mogo? But before I do that, I just want to assist the process about this report. This report that Honorable Ramahlakane is talking to is no different from what we are saying. It's not that the committee had an opportunity to engage in the discussion. I'm just worried that if, for instance, there is a suggestion that the director of the Parliamentary Budget Office be appointed by the 1st of April, of which at the end of the day, it is House that has the power to say yes or no. But if there is an agreement, now we would want to prolong the process again. We may not want to call it meet that target date. It's really up to us what we want to do. From this side, we will not have power to say no. We can't attend the meeting and wait for another day. There is no meeting that is planned for Friday. If perhaps there was an understanding that there is a meeting that is planned for Friday, I think that it must have been the slip of the tongue, but there is no meeting that is planned for Friday. So, it's really, we had identified Honorable Dr. Chavali, Honorable Dr. George.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, this piece of legislation is extremely important. And I think it's only fair to allow members of the Finance Committee to study this particular document and the proposals. Because, Chairman, with due respect, I think we should, this has got wide implications for future legislation and so on. So I really think we should allow the members of the Finance Committee to study this particular of yours, and to come back with possible amendments or changes to this piece of legislation. So I'd like to support the proposal of the members of the Finance Committee. I think it can only lead to the advantage of Parliament as a whole. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much, Honourable Professor.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think it is quite astounding that the Finance Committee has not had the opportunity to engage on this, because there are members in that committee, including myself, who were party to writing this legislation. And also, some areas that have been highlighted as potential confusions, I don't think there is any confusion actually in it. When we spoke about the director, we were very clear, certainly in the intention, maybe it isn't clear enough in the law, but it was very clear. This was to be independent, it was to be managed by the various committees, etc., and you can see that in the Act. So quite frankly, I agree with that view, is that the Finance Committee has not had an opportunity to apply its mind any of this, and we need to do that. Yes, I know that there is a time constraint, but we've got to get it right. And if we get it wrong now, we will be really in trouble in the future, because the reason why we passed the law was so that the activist parliament can actually engage on the budget. Now, the fact that the committee isn't able to engage on the establishment of the office is not acceptable, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Professor. Come back to Apollo.
Thank you, Chair. My take is on the fact that I'm sure there are some people who still wanted to have questions to pose either to the House Chair or to the Secretary. But because the Finance Committee would like to have a look at the work that has been done by the appropriations, would there be a transmesh if they were to look at that, but that people continue with whatever questions that they want to have, continue with whatever clarity they wanted made on the issues that wanting to know about. And also, I would like to understand the legal point of view around the director position-wise and whatever other things that will actually involve the legality. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my mother. I think that where we are now, I'm sure people would like to know where we are now. One of the thoughts?
Thank you very much. I actually seconded the Honourable Matamakakana yesterday for the adoption of the report by the Appropriations Committee, but on the basis that the political task team said that they were going to propose an organigram and possible secondment of senior parliamentary officials to the budgetary office. We haven't seen that at all. In terms of the Act, that has got to come to the Finance and the Appropriations Committee first. I haven't seen any organigrams. Now, why I was happy to second the adoption of the report is simply from the point of view that I think the appointment of the director is urgent, so that we can, in fact, once he's appointed, do that organigram and make sure that whoever we've got in there is also to the satisfaction of the director. What we did say, if you read the minutes of the meeting, which was distributed this afternoon, is that the staff were going to find out about salary levels and certain legalities, and I don't know whether that has been
ascertained
or determined.
I know the
sir.
I thought as you would realize that this discussion is taking another direction. But thank you very much for your input. Honourable members, you're putting us, the side of the table, in a difficult position. Just before I allow Secretary to clarify something, I think that we should accept that the Finance Committee is seeing the document for the first time today, and therefore it has a right to go through it. We accept that. Now, that's the dilemma that I'm in, is that there are questions that have already been raised. I hope this does not mean that we can't respond to this question, or is the suggestion that we leave those questions until the committee perhaps has familiarized itself with the document that has been distributed. But that does not take away the fact that the Secretary would like to make a clarity, or how can we make that clarity? Okay, before you come in, let's
just a short question. As a member of the Finance Committee, when we consider this document, it says the role of the Standing Committee on Appropriations. So my understanding of reading the Act is that it's very similar. The Finance Committee and the Appropriations Act have a very similar role in appointing a director in the office. Is it correct then to say that, and I see there's a reference in the document, paragraph 2, to responsibilities of both committees on finance and appropriation. Is it correct then to read that document on the role of both committees, not only on the appropriations committee? Because obviously that will help me. Otherwise, I'm probably thinking, has the finance committee got a different role to play? Or what is the use? But I think it's obviously from reading the Act that we've got the same role to play as a joint meeting. Therefore, the heading is not strictly correct. It should. What I appreciate the Appropriations Committee took the initiative, but it will help me to understand as a member of the Finance Committee that the roles are the same. In appointing the office only, obviously there are other roles that are different, and I think that would help me just from that character. I think I probably know the answer to this is the same. Sorry to further confuse issues, but it would help me just.
No. You're not confusing. I think you are assisting us. Because what you were saying that the document should be indicating is that it is a document of a joint, what you call it, of joint committees. And I think that document can be done because it's only that heading that talks about the committee on appropriation. Otherwise, the body language of that document speaks to issues that affect all the finance committees. Maybe we'll have to correct that and distribute the right document. Can we allow them the house?
Thank you, Chair. And I think our apology that probably there are these particular issues that are of no clarity. But we entered the discussion on the basis that a report has been tabled to ourselves. Because the composition of the political task team is such that it has pulled in all offices that can make things happen in Parliament. Yourself alone as the Finance Committee will not have pulled in the establishment of the office and so forth. So we needed the Secretary's office to be there because they are the one who must present the budget of Parliament towards that direction. And so Secretary and Deputy Secretary are there. We needed the committee session because they had concerns about the time and the space that is given to committees, so they are in the technical part of it. Legal services are involved because they've been with the development of the law itself. So we're able to take background on certain clarities and so forth. And then the NA and the NCOP, they had the tables because of the procedural issues of the House. They had to be in that particular testing, so we had to look at the Act and the procedural matters and so forth. Then we had the four chairpersons of the standing committees, two in the NA, Finance and Appropriation, and also two in the select standing committees, Standing and Appropriation in the NCOP, are part of this particular team, and then the two house chairpersons for committees. And the two whips, one whip for programming this item, and one whip for programming that, because they are programming matters that are of an implication in as far as the law is concerned. So the task team therefore is made of that composite type of people, really to look at implementation in a holistic manner, rather than the way the committee was just going to be looking at it. And I think the committee's laws is not an independent parallel process, and then the chairs who are there are to feedback, and as and when we are needed to come and give any clarity beyond your own mandate, then we could be coming from time to time as we did today. So, and then therefore, if there are any issues that we are not happy that arises in the processes of discussing in the trusting, you could then raise them too and say, here, we think you are taking away our mandate. Why are you doing so? Why are you deciding on the organogram? Or why are you deciding like we are appointing now? Because that is the idea of who would have been attention to those particular issues. So therefore, the understanding of coming here was just really to feed information only relevantly to those issues that were referred to, but with the understanding that the discussions had taken place and we are getting feedback from the chairpersons who are part of the journal. But obviously we are, the peaceful culture team is appointed by the presiding officer to advise them too in terms of where we are in the processes and whatever information that comes from you on your own road, and then to say here it is, and that's how things are moving and shaping. So I think with the questions that are seem to be coming up, quite a number of what is the role of the Appropriation Standing Committee of Finances, what is the role of the podcasters, and there's no intention to replace either. And as the law is explicit, however, all these centers are key to you to fulfill. And then because without those centers, people can just hold up and say, let them implement and you see, you'll never go anywhere. And that's it. So because the resources are still residing, not even in the budget office, but it doesn't exist. The resources are all over Parliament that needs to be amassed and pulled into that direction where we want them to be as far as the establishment of the budget office. And then if yes, obviously probably next week we could come back on terms of presenting the organigram proposals and then all those particular issues if that information is not coming up. We thought that we could then comment and then see if it's in line with whatever is your expectation ourselves as the finance committees, and then also we'll read this report which we didn't know about it also. And then see what is it that is being proposed in the report itself. It has not come to the task team as yet. See what is the thinking. Probably we could have even accommodated those thinking. Or if we're overstepping our mandate, we could have been cautioned by the report to say, we are busy taking our mandate, why are you doing so? We could have been really taking that caution and so forth. And I think therefore, in the light of whatever, then we really want to apologize, but I think going forward, we ought to go forward. And if there's more information that is needed, we could then arrange that we come back next week with the entire full team to then present the report to the finance committee's full membership now. And then we'll tell you where we are and then we engage and then see if some of the concerns that we have are still there and then we engage and then really develop a way forward commonly and together. And we all move into one implementation plan. Thank you.
Have you want to end?
No, I'm covered by the house chair. Just to explain that there's not going to be any employment of people. The staff that would be manning the interim office would be staff taken from the committee section. With their salaries, there will be no new salaries put in place. It will be the sectors who already are working with both the appropriation and the finance committee. So there will be no new offices that are going to be rendered outside of Parliament. This is all going to be used within Parliament. So I think it's important to have that understanding, Chair. And just to add to the point that you made, that the presiding officers have also requested that going forward, there needs to be some kind of a meeting of minds in respect of developing a common shared vision about this law and the budget process. So I think it's a matter that both the committee and Parliament overall need to grapple with. It also has to do with the question of accountability. One member has requested as to what would be the process in respect of transfer. We need to stress out this issue. There needs to be further elaboration of understanding of the independence of the budget office. Is it independent from Parliament? Is it independent in respect of its operations? These are issues that I think needs to be, I call it fairly what is absolutely not me. Need to be fleshed out and properly understood. They need to be given answers. So I thought it's important to explain some of them. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Madeline?
As Bonga Chair and also the House Chair, through you, Chair. House Chair, it's not that maybe it appears like we do not appreciate the work that has been done by the multidisciplinary team. We really say thank you. But unfortunately, there is no documentation with us which says this is what the multidisciplinary team has done thus far. The only document that we have got is the one that we have also received now. And we are also appreciating that the appropriations were able to have a document so that we have got this discussion and also to be filled in because we have last discussed this matter last day in October. as the finance committee. However, though, House Chair, I think we're going to appreciate even more if we were involved with the development of the multidisciplinary team as they go on. Because now here, when we listen with interest, you could see that it's more of a briefing, but there are decisions already taken. There is some medicine that is going on. And that's why it leaves us like the last time, I'll say, that's when myself, Honorable Chair Sokoni, Honorable Thabang Mafumadi, were mandated by the committee to go and look at the model of the implementation of the budget office. That was the last time the committee had. However, we do appreciate the steps that are taken so as to fast track the whole process. But we were going to appreciate if there was a consultation which did not happen up to this time. So as a result, you mustn't find us being hard or not to understand about the time frame. It's a matter of the right thing not being done. The critical issue that is going to affect our future for another 500 years or 100 years is not being taken into right processes and systems. Thanks, Chair.
In a boxing, if another boxer falls, then the referee stops the fight. So that you don't trample on the boxer that was already fallen. We have apologized, but we didn't come back to you. We have really accepted that. We don't want to go into excuses why this didn't happen. We can do that. Tell you about other processes that have happened, took place last year, when meetings took place. We really do not want just to say it will not happen in future. You will be part of, will make you part of the process. But I think that we have then agreed that this meeting will be adjourned. However, we have a challenge. That's why I was kind of trying to press that we do some discussion and perhaps just ensure that this document is discussed. The next day that we have now is Tuesday, which is the 16th. And we all know that on the 16th, the National Salary has proposed a workshop for us for the day before the budget. Now on the 17th, budget will be presented, and we know that once the budget is presented, then the budget process kicks off. It's a difficult, it's a challenge that we will have. It even means that because of the nature of the discussion, I'm sure the House Chair and the Secretary, it will make them now approach differently. The Friday, what you call the process that we were going to have, because we cannot finalize now. We can't give direction proper in terms of what that needs to be done. But we do appreciate the fact that it is difficult for members to get the documentation now, and we expect members to give an intelligent, what you call it, discussion. So it means then that colleagues, the only thing that we would have to do is to look for a new date on which we can have this discussion. But clearly, all of you have raised the importance of ensuring that this office is appointed as soon as yesterday. But I'm not saying that we're delaying, but I'm saying so the processes that you raised are necessary that we must go through. But we should take that into account, that it means that the date, for instance, that we're looking at will not be, may not necessarily be effective. I take the point that Honorable Dr. George raised, it's an important one that says we don't need to rush the process, we need to ensure that once it is done,
be done properly. I think that it was also repeated on this side of the house. So,
fine. Honorable Ramachandra, you still have in your hand now. The check is not a matter.
No. Actually, I was just wondering whether that explanation is quite explicit insofar as the signing off of the organogram on Friday is concerned. Because I think what you are, how you're stating it, it's not quite explicit. I think the suggestion that I was trying to make, and I think the house chair was also saying, let's come back with the organogram, let's come and have a discussion, let's read the report. So the Friday meeting is not signing off because I think the process has been slowed down as a result of the consent. That's all I wanted to state, that it becomes a bit explicit insofar as what happened in Friday. I think the secretary will be able to manage that process.
I'm just being advised otherwise that normally the workshop with the treasurer, I hope that colleagues from National Treasury do have the program. Normally takes the morning, not the rest of the day. But if it is agreed that in the afternoon on Tuesday on the 16th, we can continue with this meeting as acceptable to you, we can do that. Any suggestions? I see some nodding, but I want people to propose on the Sarina, were you saying that that workshop will be the whole day's workshop? You have never, these people have never heard your voice on the mic. Can you please
speak? Afternoon, everybody. No, it's a morning workshop, but the president is in the house in the afternoon responding to the debate, and members are expected to be in the house. And after the president's response to the debate, there's a 3-line whip on the appointment of the inspector general. So that should take the house, so I'm assuming about 4 o'clock. After 3, 4 o'clock.
No, I was saying usually the president replies 30 minutes or 45. So thereafter, then it will be the other processes depending on the prayers being run many times. And then thereafter, then we can come then to this thing because time is not on our side. We just really want to see if we cannot all have presented whatever other structure proposals could not then begin to move in that direction. And I meant whatever you want to amend here and there. But I think it does represent holistically what the act, in such a, but obviously you need to see it because we have definitely a role in the act in that. So we can still come after 3 or immediately thereafter.
If we could just strengthen the point that the Honorable Cedar raised to say the weeks and maybe from the opposition side we know what people will take a definite or a decision on whether we can meet on Tuesday afternoon. And in fact, it means that all parties should be part of that recording. Another task is how people would finalize that, and then we get messages that we sit in or not sitting on Tuesday. But as I said, as indicated, it is important that we make progress here. And my whip was to give up time.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we are all aware of the fact that this is a very, very important issue at our hands. And thanks for our health here. was indicated that the meeting might not be long. And the document is already in the hands of other people. And I suggest that we diarize Tuesday after Senna to come and finish off this discussing the meeting that we have. And to clarify another issue, it's just that the joint appropriation didn't actually fight this for themselves. When we were at the workshop, we realized that all the committees were left out with information. And when we sat down and decided on this, it was on behalf of all the committees. That's why we decided to come and present this paper. So we just asked that. And because we had commissioned the authors, they mistakenly just like the role of the standing committee, because it was us to commission them. It can then be the role of finance committees in the establishment of the
Then thank you very much for coming, and we thank the FSC also for sending a strong team.
Thank you and welcome the FSC back, but FSC, the meeting stands as well.